Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I thought today would be a really great follow-up episode to Mondays where we talked about how to craft a morning routine, all my best habit tips to do that, especially when you don't really consider yourself a morning person. I thought it would be great to kind of bookend, if you will, because you kind of start and end your day with routines, to kind of share a little habit hack when it comes to your evening routine, because really, that's when your morning routine starts, right? You're prepping in the evening. So before we get into today's habit hack, a reminder, Monday I'm making a big announcement about a super fun summer sale coming up. Everyone in the Facebook community already knows about it. So if you want to learn about it now, get in on the sale early. You can go to the link in the show notes to any of my courses and, more than likely, you should probably go to the Facebook group first because all the info is there to get the access to the coupon code to get the special discount off any of my courses. I'm super excited to do this for you all and made a couple of little tweaks to self-transform you that you'll notice on my website as well, which I'm really excited about. And that's all just based on feedback from you all. Also, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a food series coming up. We did a fitness series a couple months back and it was time for me to really hone in on food. So we're going to be having experts talking about meal prepping, about food and mealtime with kids, which I think is super announcement as well. And I'll, of course, be talking a lot about food freedom, a little bit of Whole 30 as well, because I know a lot of folks are gearing up to probably do the September Whole 30. You might already be thinking about it now, so I want to go ahead and plant some seeds for you right now. Okay, lots of exciting things happening. Everything's always linked in the show notes, but let's get into today's habit hack. So let's talk about your evening routine. Like I said, it's a way to bookend your day. You kind of want to think about, you know, at work, you do something to close out your day, right? You might turn off your computer or pack your laptop up, or you may open your calendar, make sure you got everything checked off your to-do list. You clear your desk, you straighten things up, you look at your calendar for what's coming up for the next day. You are closing out the day. Maybe you run to the bathroom real quick before you hit the road, listen to maybe a podcast like mine on the way home from work. Thank you so much. I know that's what I did when I used to go into the office as well. You know, there was a close down procedure that I did every day. Well, we have close down procedures that we also do at home. And you kind of think of it this way. Think about when your kids were babies, right? We strived and tried so hard to have them on some type of like bedtime evening routine. Like I remember when my oldest, Dylan was a baby, like always between like 7 and 8 p.m. was like his fussy time. Like he was gearing up to go to bed, or it was like, oh my gosh, please stop crying. Walking around just patting his little bottom or nursing him or whatever you could do to help him get through that fussy time. It's like those witching hours. I don't know what it is about babies that everyone has their own little witching hour when they're little. But we started a routine of, you know, during the, you know, we would get some sunshine during the day, some natural vitamin D. We would, you know, have bath time and use a particular bath soap so the scent would get him ready. We would have a routine of how we put his jammies on. And then we had, like, I feel old, but we had like a little boom box with like a CD. It was like a Baby Einstein CD. It had classical music. Y'all, we played that CD for him, no joke, every night until he was probably, gosh, I think almost kindergarten. Like, he just got so used to this routine. And we need to do the same things for ourselves to close out the day. So you're setting yourself up really for that next day, for that morning routine. And if you're not, you know, a big morning person, this is going to be really beneficial to you because it really makes it easy for you. So the habit hack for today is to think of three areas when it comes to your evening routine. So closing out the day, setting up for the next day, and time for you. Okay, let me say that again if you want to write it down. Close out the day, set up for the next day, and time for you. So personally, what I do to close out the day, we get the dishes done. The boys have to do that as part of their monthly habit list that they have. And yes, I call it a habit list. We don't call it a chore list. You know, we make sure homework is done, laundry is put up. I set the coffee pot for the next day. So you can see it kind of bleeds right into the next day activities, right? I set out my workout clothes for in the morning for my youngest son. A lot of times I'll help him pick out an outfit for in the morning because less choices is best for him in the morning. Like if you, this boy loves to wear camo, like it is his uniform of choice. So I want to make sure I have his outfit laid out, especially if I'm coaching the next day and my husband's helping him get ready for school. He's already got his outfit out for the day. He doesn't have to think about it. You know, and then after the kids get to bed, I wash my face, brush my teeth, set my alarm, check my calendar for the day, and I have a little time with my husband. So you can see those three areas. I've closed out the day. I cleaned up the kitchen. I wasn't leaving it a big old mess. I've set myself up and my kids for the next day, and then a little time for me. That is setting you up for success for the next day. And really what it boils down to is less choices. If you have less choices and chaos in the morning, it'll allow your morning routine to go a lot more smoothly and allow you to maybe have that hot cup of coffee by yourself before everyone else is up instead of just waking up, wow, where's the camo croc Tyler is looking for? We can't find it. Now, that's not to say that that doesn't happen some mornings, but setting yourself up the morning before, even for your kids and you know, having them practice this as well, it's a game changer to help you out. So bookend your day. The habit hack for today for your evening routine is close out the day, set up for the next day and time for you. It doesn't have to be super strict like, oh, from 7 to 7:15, we're doing this. You already have some of these routines in place. I just want you to be aware of them and set up some habit hacks to help give you some more ease and easy choices in the morning to make your morning routine even more beneficial to you. If you love today's episode, please let me know. I always love connecting with you all on Instagram. Make sure to tune in to next Monday's episode because I'll be sharing all about the summer sale coming up and the coupon code you can get. But if you want it right now, go to the link in the show notes to join the free Facebook community. I host a free coaching workshop every month. We just did one this past week on what to do when you plateau, not just physically, but mentally, and that's where I shared all the details for you. You can also check out the guide section while you're there because I have all my previous free coaching workshops there for you so you can add a lot more tools to your transformation tool belt. All right, gang, hope you enjoyed today's habit hack, and I hope you are setting yourself up tonight to have a wonderful morning routine tomorrow. I'll see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.